Hey, I'm Skylar Funk. I sing, write, play guitar, and a little keys, and sometimes saxophone for Trapdoor Social.
My name's Patrick Griffin. I play bass guitar and sometimes a synthesizer.
I'm Ben Ebert, and I full-time play drums in Trapdoor Social.
I'm Merritt Graves, and I part-time sing and part-time play keys.
So let's see. We've got an environmental program at Pomona College. We have involvement in...
Guitar player. Should we let him in?
Yeah, you want to let him in too? You want to add him to the pile?
Yeah, really?
Okay, we can let him in.
Okay, my name is Louis Gonzalez. I play guitar for this band, and that's kind of all I... That's all I do.
That's not really all you do.
That's all I do, actually.
You sing, you write songs?
Yeah, that too.
At least two of you met in an environmental program in Pomona College. You are very involved in the future of the planet. There is, at some point in the narrative, a death cab for cutie member on drums.
I'm Skylar, and I'm uncircumcised.
Hi, I'm Louie, and I can turn invisible, but when no one's around.
No one's ever asked me why I'm not the only member of this band. And that's a good question, actually, because I could probably do it all on my own, but then it wouldn't sound as good. So the music sounds better with all five of us if it was just me.
Kind of going off what Louis said, I should just get this off my chest. I am the Batman, and these guys should know that.
No one's ever asked that about this van before, and I don't know if you can smell it, but... It's not really just a tour van. It's a landscape this van that we borrow. Yeah.
Finally, a full-length record after all this time. This is indeed the first full-length with a bunch of EPs before it.
As far as our history, our recording process, and the arrival of our first LP, I think the kind of... story is really our rebuilding and rebirth as a full-time touring band. When Merritt and I started the band, we kind of built it with the people that we could find around and the first people that we could get, and you know, they weren't really that interested in the long-term life of the project, and they weren't really investing. And so in 2013 we wanted to start touring, and we rebuilt the band, and you know, we hit Craigslist and started finding, you know, guys that, you know, were actually really interested in doing a lot of auditions. And so over the last couple of years, we have come up with these players. We've rebuilt our family here. And the kind of new story on the album is, you know, Patrick Griffin and Louis Gonzalez and the sounds that they bring on bass and guitar. Respectively, we had fun with the EPs. We're still really mostly working with Kurt Schneider, our main producer. Simon Katz and Youngblood Hawk was a cool experiment. Good friends and a fun experience, but you know, mostly we're working with Kurt and really excited to share the work that we did with him on this full length. We went to Simon because we had the opportunity to do so, and because we wanted to learn like what kind of collaborative experiences were available to us as a band. We were becoming a family. We were becoming a democratically organized group as far as, you know, deciding and moving our art forward. And you know, we just wanted to see like what it would be like to work with different producers, how they would treat our band, how they would treat the way we bring in a sound, you know, versus, you know, take the reins and try to create their own sound. We needed some more data, and you know, to know you know, what different producers were like. And you know, we'd heard great things about Simon. We knew that he'd done great work with Youngblood and with other bands, and you know, so we grabbed that opportunity to work with him.
Well, working with Kurt and is not something that you would call a really fun experience, even though I love him to death. So we wanted to try seeing what it would be like to work with somebody who we have a lot of fun with as friends. And we had a great time working with Simon. But what we learned, I think, was that sometimes when you're trying to build something that you believe in, that you want it to represent exactly what is in your head, or maybe you don't even know what you want it to be, that can sometimes be a painful process, and that's not a bad thing.
We were trying so hard to figure out what kind of sound, you know, we all wanted as a group. And it's evolving, and now we have a direction, but like that whole, like trying to find that sound is pretty difficult. And I think that's also why I made it so hard.
It's a big record. I want to know where this came from, because from, the first 5 or 7 seconds of track one, you've got phasing, which then slams into what are anthems. This is a big record. It's huge harmonies. There's a shite load of tracks on here, and the meter stays at 100%. And I know what that kind of production is. That's usually, as I call them, Chris Lord algae production. It's big, big, big production, which I think is different from what you've done before.
I mean, I think as far as the size of production, the layers in the production, I think we are, of different minds within the band.
It's a big record.
Yeah, and that style, of production works for Kurt and works for some of the band members more than others, and that's not necessarily how we all wanted to do it, but that's how we as a group decided to do it. I think overall we're all very excited about the album. Obviously with 14 tracks there's going to be different parts of it that different ones of us are more or less excited about. You know, we each have our favorites, and we each all, you know, had our frustrations and our moments of joy, and satisfaction in the studio with 5 people. Five people making decisions in the studio, and, you know, 3 songwriters, and what did we have, 25 tracks? How many did we record?
We all have opinions, and we all didn't get our way on certain stuff.
You know, that happens.
But here's the thing. It's like, I really feel like we've pretty much voted on everything and kind of had this democratic approach. And even though that, like, you know, there's a danger in doing art by committee and stuff, and we certainly don't want, you know, that negative connotation to happen. I think there is something to really having it out with your band, you know, and having, everyone be, you know, putting themselves into all the decisions and stuff. And you might not be completely happy with it, but there's something more durable with that. I think all of us, you know, we didn't get our way and everything, but I think we all are happy with the album. And I think we're all, you know, not thinking about, I didn't get listened to, I think everyone is in pretty good shape, you know, as far as doing the next one and stuff. And I think there's something to, like, you know, having just, there's a certain longevity to that, whereas bands break up all the time, you know. It's like they don't reach their potential because I feel like, you know, they don't get a chance to stick around because they're pissed off, you know.
So you're making this big anthemic music, and one of the things that's been spoken about is that, you know, the first thing some of the people go, okay, well, so the songs are about the environment, right? And sunshine's about the environment, but sunshine's not about the environment. Sunshine's about love and angst and all that other lovely stuff. So I'm going to give you the soapbox here before we get back to the songs. We're sitting here in the van. Right behind me is this big solar thingy, right, that powers things. I'm going to combine a bunch of things so we save some time. You did the big festival in Los Angeles. Talk about that balance as a band, because the whole solar thing, you know, bands that have represented a vision, particularly in the olden days, like the 60s and the 70s, it took them pretty far because they really did have kind of a way to funnel everything they did.
We have definitely made a commitment. We've definitely made investments. We've definitely worked really hard to get into solar powered music and to find ways to make statements about sustainability. Merritt and I met in college, like you said, doing environmental studies. And one of the things that we, when we started the band, agreed on was that we wanted to use it in part as a platform to send a message that we believed in, which is that there's some extra work that's required to make sure that the world our children and grandchildren will live in will be have a chance of being just as good as the one we're in today. And that's why we're doing solar powered shows. We want, you know, folks to, you know, come out and enjoy a nice show, but you know, to also leave with a message of wow, you know, solar power can do that. That's really cool. Maybe, you know, this is something I should get behind or something I, you know, can believe in. And, you know, so that's a dream come true to be able to, you know, do music the way we do and also attach a message to it and also, you know, be able to be political about it and try to encourage folks to become part of that movement and to you know, to use their energies and their action to try to make the world a better place. And you know, like you said, it's not been easy. I mean, man, the, you know, this solar tour is like reinventing the wheel. Now all of a sudden we're, you know, doing outside shows and worrying about rain and you know, electronics, you know, short circuiting in direct sunlight and, you know, tents blowing out in the wind and permits and, I mean, yeah, it's just like a, you know, yeah, had to get a new one. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work, you know, building our own venue every time we do a solar show and tearing it all down again. And, you know, but this is something that I think we're all excited to be able to do. I don't think a lot of bands get to do this.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside as the bread, and then songs by other bands and artists in between. This is not, I repeat, not a playlist.